just get that working. So if the call comes in, I will have to take it, and I'm apologizing up front. I wouldn't normally do it, but it is more dukhuf. Fine. So we're in the middle of a hard sugya, yeah? Both on the safer and also in the lives we're leading at the moment. The ma'od mod nogaya, I think you feel that, yeah? I think you feel that the sugya we're learning now is ma'od, more relevant. I would be very upset if the learning we're doing now is just some nice theoretical learning. I believe there's work to be done, yeah? And I think everybody can get enormous chizuk and enormous strength and enormous direction. Even if we just make small steps, we're not looking for big steps. We're not looking to be like the Brisker Rov in our betochen, and we're trying to raise ourselves even just a millimeter off the ground. So there's poor avoider, and I would hope that you're doing some thinking about the sugya, even when you're not learning. That would be my hope. If it's not like that, I would be a little bit disappointed. Anyway, so. Fine, so let's just see what we've got here. Yesterday we spoke about this idea being, and very difficult. I mean, we've spoken about this many times in the past, not in this context, in the context, the Keshem Shel Baruch Ala Toiv Kein Baruch Ala Ra, the Sugi Ma'od, not Poshut, and we say dynamis, we say Bocha Tova Meiti, even though the dynamis we know is good. It's a little pashut, and reading 20 lines here is not going to change much of that difficulty. But we have a new insight. We have a new insight, a little new insight, which we hopefully can use and go forward with. That's the goal. The goal is not to have heard of aught and then that's it, Grav Valdik. No, we want to take what we've learned and go to the next step. And maybe that'll help us open up the next gate. So that we saw yesterday. Okay, so we're about to finish. We have very little bit left here. Just the last little bit here, the summary. And then, Metz Hashem, we'll go from there. We'll see what we're going to do with this, what we're going to learn, what we're going to do. I don't know. Let's see. Tov. So, Reish Tzadik Gimel, right at the end of the Sefer. Reb David, I hope you bought cheesecake for the Siyum here. Haklal Eilahu. Shall pishte hanhogus maning a kodesh boruch esolomoi. Everybody knows that Hashem runs the world, and we've learned now that Hashem runs the world with these two hanhogus. Harishoni hi hanhogus hamishpat, that we know that Hashem runs the world with that. Vilashni hi hanhogus hayichud. And then we've been introduced to a new subject now, which we're going to be grappling with, and that's called hanhogus hayichud. These two anagas complement each other. They're not mutually exclusive on the surface, but they actually complement each other, as we've seen. Hanagas hamishpat mechina vebiyas adam lahanagas hayichud. You need hanagas hamishpat to get to hanagas hayichud. That was the danger I mentioned right in the beginning. When we started learning this, I warned. There's an enormous danger here. The danger is you'll like Anhogas HaYichud so much, because it really potters you from a lot of responsibility, and you'll sort of step out of Anhogas HaMishpat, and then you'll start living in Anhogas HaYichud. Well, you'll think you'll be living in Anhogas HaYichud. You won't be. You'll be living in some heretical world, but that's the difficulty. You need to go through Anhogas HaMishpat to get through Anhogas HaYichud. Anhogas HaMishpat Mechina, it prepares Umevias Adam L'Anhogas HaYichud. But you need an Anhogas HaYichud to get rid of the evil in the world. Therefore, you will see an enormous upsurge of evil in order that it doesn't have a zchut kiyum anymore. Okay? And that we don't understand what the mechanics behind that is. Well, that we just have to take as a given for now. Mikan Ilmar, ki goydel hatzorus veyisurim, hamid gabrim aleinu ba'eis achreina. From this, we can learn that the enormous tzorus and the suffering that you see increasing in the world, ubetragadiyat shoynes imrishunu shelosh shmais and oizen moila, tragedies and suffering we've never heard of before. Oisi ki zeo anisoyin achrein. That's the sign that this is the last test. Zeh achron, zeh gamar. That's the last mifchan. So the world can come to its final destination. And then you'll get your reward, both the reward from the Hanogos HaMishpat, you'll get what you deserve, and also the reward from the Hanogos HaYichud, which is the real reward. That's the real prize. Not that Hanogos HaMishpat is not the real prize. That's also the real prize. Don't get me wrong here. But the Hanogos HaYichud is where the reward is not totally on your deeds anymore. It's now just infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim and mercy and chesed. As nakabal eschareinu lenetzach, im kol ha-koshi v'kaev, with all the difficulty and the pain, im kol ha-sevel, she'atzadikim sovelim v'zman ha-gvurus hara, all the sevel, that the tzadikim, that includes us, by the way, that are suffering with this tagburus hara, alayim ledat she'kol ze goyrim l'kach yeh mikabal eschorom, they must know that this is causing unbelievable reservoirs of schar for them. And the reward will be much, much bigger than the reward for your deeds. And then we'll see that all the evil, all the problems, all the difficulties, all the things we dubbed to get rid of was all the tova. And he wrote, may it be the will of Hashem that we be zoiche to the geula shleima and geula lenetzach. Ye'eli yomim shamola aretz deyes Hashem. These should be the days where the knowledge of Hashem fills the earth. Va'ava gedoyle l'Hashem tisreitz melivus kol Yisrael tomid. And the enormous love of Hashem will burst forth from the hearts of Klal Yisrael tomid. That's his tefillah, omein selo, and that's the end of the sefer. And like I said in the beginning, hard perek, not an easy perek. What you can take away, if you take nothing away from this, take away from the fact that every little bit of Yisurim a person has, this is not a punishment. The Yisurim isn't a punishment. The Yisurim is a hanhoga that Hashem has in the world, where Hashem is able to open up unbelievable storehouses of schar through that gate called Hanogos HaYichud. That's why there is the suffering, and it's worthwhile. It's not just hefker. And yes, it's sore, and yes, it's difficult, and yes, it's frustrating. Aval, to continually try and just drop a little bit of water on that stone, that at some point, zele tova. It's for us. Hashem doesn't do anything bad. And that's the education. There's no punishment. I don't like the, maybe it is, if you feel it's a punishment, fine. I can't tell you what it is for you, but I don't feel this is a punishment. Not that we don't need punishment. We do things wrong, and there may be some aspect of punishment in this. I'm not saying not, but it seems much more that it's some kind of education, it's some kind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu leading us to a new place, showing us new things inside of ourselves, helping us to open up, helping us to recognize that we have more. I think David HaMelech, I can't remember the exact words, and he says, Ashir Hashem Bo'idi. I sing to Hashem Bo'idi. So the simple translation is I sing to Hashem Bo'idi while I'm still around, while I'm still here, Bo'idi, while I'm still Kayim. But I heard from a friend of Axman, Mo'idi Kapshat, he said, Ashir Hashem, I think it's Ashir Hashem, can't remember. Bo'idi is with oidius, with more. I sing to Hashem because I realize there's more to me. I mean, I'm looking, I'm seeing there's more. As you get a new challenge, you get a new difficulty, wherever it is. Every time you got a new child, you have to deal with new challenges, new difficulties, new problems, less sleep. You discover more and more things about yourself through these difficulties, and that's also an unbelievable opportunity to go through this. And of course, we daven, Shelo Yireni, Soinus, Ashir El Hashem. Oh, yeah, Ashir El Hashem. So that's the vote. That's what we've been taught here, that there's more to us. And since we recognize that there's more to us, then Hashem can give us more, because that's really all he wants. He just wants to give us more and more and more. Derech atov lahitiv. Okay, now you guys have to decide. I'm saying not everybody's here. Rav Shmuel's not yet. He's certainly entitled to a vote, but it must not mean he'll go along with whatever we decide. You have to tell me what you want to do. The choices are limited. We can either, I'll tell you what the choices are, the way I see them, and if you have other suggestions, I'm happy to hear them. The one option is to go back to the beginning of the Sefer. Ani Choshev, it's ma'od chashu, especially in the matzav we're in at the moment, that the Sefer is ma'od critical to learn. That's one option, is to go back to the beginning of Sefer, start again, because I'm sure most of us have forgotten what we learned in the first Prokim. And also once you, and he says it in Agdoma, you don't learn the Sefer once, go to the Sefer a few times, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. I've been to the Sefer, I've lost count how many times. And I'm telling you now, every time I go through it, there's more. There's the questions that get up, the pilpul chovein, the schus of the tzibu, there's more and more and more, yeah? And it's also very real, because as you learn the Sefer, you're different. You're in a new matzav. You're different in the shayness. And as always, I'm sure you found there's things there that we've been learning that have helped you, otherwise you wouldn't keep coming back, you know? Unless you needed an excuse to get out the house, you used to come understand, but now you can't even get out the house, so that's not an excuse anymore. So I think there's a big toilet in going back to the beginning. That's one option. Other option is to go back to the beginning of this chapter and do an August Sayyichud and August Mishpat again. I'm noted to say maybe let's leave it for a week or two and maybe then do it again. It's not a steer to starting the safe again. We can stop for a few days and go back and do it again. But I think maybe it should settle a little bit. Maybe we'll come back and do Chazorah. Maybe after Sukkot or whatever. Let's see. Bezrat Hashem. And so that's that. The other option is to do something completely different, is to leave Rav Taba for a while, go off and do maybe Shara B'tochen, maybe go do Shara B'china. Shara B'china is Gevaldik, also brings the person to B'tochen. I don't know. We haven't had that much Hatzlocha learning in this environment, those Svarim. This is much more talking our language. Sorry, I'm just going to take a call here quickly. I apologize that I wouldn't do it, but that I would have to do it. Sorry, one. Okay, sorry about that. Just going through a little mini corona crisis, yeah. And the medical system's not exactly functioning too well out there. So, like this. So you guys decide. Tell me what you want to do. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you think. It's important that you have some shaykhs to what we're doing. So you tell me what you want to do. That alternative. Yeah, Eli?
What about the Bayit Yehudi Sefer?
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that right now. I thought about it. I just only look any omits to do it right now. It could be. I'm going to think about it again because you suggested it. Obviously, I thought about it. I don't know. I have to be relevant. Test whatever it's very relevant because I understand that there are issues. It's very hard being at home and this, and there's a lot of what to learn in that safer from, especially in this matzah we're in. I don't know whether I have the kishkas to deal with it right now. I don't know. I'll think about it. It's a suggestion, obvious suggestion. The other suggestion I have here is to go back to the beginning and utilize the safer again. Go pick up more skills, more tools, which is what the Machab himself recommended. I don't want to leave Rabbi Israel and go off and learn something else right now. I'm happy to start another Vav.
Could we learn a Rabbi Tat Sefer maybe? I know Rabbi could.
Really it's hard to learn in English. Life. I'll tell you what the problem is. Rabbi Tat is in English. It's very hard to learn like in this kind of environment in English. I've tried it before. The Ma'od Kasheh. It doesn't resonate with me. You can just read it yourself. What do you need me for? You know what I'm saying? Read it. If you've got any questions, I'll give you Tetz's email, because that's what I do. Just email him and ask him. You know?
I find it very hard to read his farm. Rabbi could really bring that kind of thing to life, in my opinion. I'm just saying, but maybe Shara B'Tachan, I don't know.
Shara B'Tachan we're doing on a Monday night anyway. As you've seen yourself, it's plowing, it's hard work. We have to go through it once, just reading it without understanding too much. We need something now. Like I need like Ekamol, you know. I need something that works quick, that gives me chizuk fast, it gives me something to hold on to that I can get through this matzah. This matzah is horrible. Eh? My daughter got a chiyuvi result yesterday. We've been in the house together since, you know, we all live in the same house together. She's now chiyuvi. I don't know what my matzah is. I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. You know, we're living in a world where Shara B'Tochan, I learned Shara B'Tochan. I'm not saying that I use it. I've always said, right now I need 2020 medicine, you know, quick fix stuff, you know.
Refuah Shlema to her. Miktab Mieliyahu would be too difficult? Because Rabbi mentioned...
They have other stories about Miktab Mieliyahu. Also, very important Machshava, very important to get first principles, base principles. There are some sugyas in Miktab Mieliyahu we can learn. I wouldn't go through the Sefer Kaseida. I would go through it in sugyas. There's sugyas there that we for sure can learn. But Ot Pam, I'm telling you now, it's a heavy Sefer. Heavy, it's hard. And it requires a lot of omits, it's like learning a Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, it's hard work. My sense is, my feeling, I can see Eli, you're pushing hard not to carry on with this. I'm just trying to explain to you what this Sefer works for me, and it works for a lot of people. Is it has all the depth, it has all the same svarim you're talking about in it. It has Miktav Mieliyahu, it has Nefesh HaChaim, it has Tanya, it has all the Sifre, the Maharals, all built into it. He's done the work for you. It's like a compendium in a large way. It's very relevant. He's talking to this generation in a language this generation understands. But there's Chizuk Yad that you can get quickly. I'm not saying that work's not important. We have to do the Musa work. Avada, we have to change, we have to work. But this gives you the opportunity to do that in a way that I feel personally. That's why I asked you. I don't know. Maybe you don't get it. Why do I stick to the Sefer so much? Because the Sefer gives me the chizuk. I learned it in the morning. It gives me the koach to get through the day. And that's what's very critical now. Od Pam, I have no problem doing other vadim. I'm available. I'm free. I can do 5 vadim a day for Olam Watz. We can do Nefesh HaChaim. We can do Shara. But I also want to learn. There's a Sforim I'm learning all the time. I would love to. The Shara Bechina. Unbelievable Shara Bechina. And Shara B'Chinah helps get you through the day as well when you start realizing how much good Hashem is doing for you, so the problems look smaller. But I don't know. This Vaad has always resonated and grown and steig the Welt from learning these sugyas, and I think we've never done it before back to back. And I think having done it and going back and doing it again, we might get a lot out of it. I've had 1 or 2 responses that that's what you'd like to do. I've heard the other suggestions. Or maybe we have to look at doing them maybe another time. What I'm going to suggest is the following. I don't know what the right answer is. Let's start, but I'm going to rely on you guys to tell me if you feel, maybe we should take a break, do something else, and we'll come back to this afterwards. That's my sense, my gut feeling, yeah, which is not a good thing to go on. We should go on Seichel. Gut feeling. Rob David, what do you say? You've been very quiet there.
I trust your judgment personally.
Then I can't rely on you for anything, because you really don't have any judgment. If you're trusting my judgment, that's fine. Okay, so then you're not reliable for anything. If you're trusting my judgment, you're in a lot of trouble. That means your judgment is suspect. So then I can't rely on you for that.
That's exactly what my wife said.
Yeah. Clever lady. Anyway, but she married you. I didn't. So. Once again, if the ulama has to get back to me, you want to do Bite UD, we can maybe do that twice a week in another forum at another time. I really would like to stick with this vad. This vad, I would like to continue being a Rav Taube vad, and that means either this, we could go back to the other sefer as well, but I found this much more fundamental. It gives principles. I don't know. That's my take.
I bet we do it again.
I'm the Gaber Dovet. I think let's start, but I really am going to ask you guys to if you feel that it's, you know, it's not happening, it's you're not getting the kick, don't leave. Come back and tell us, and then we'll see. Maybe we'll look at something else.
Rav Shel, were there any of the other Rav Taube Svarim that we didn't look at yet that maybe we could look at?
maybe 20 Svarim Aviv that we haven't looked at.
Oh,
we
but the Rav thinks could be...
I don't know. We started once doing a Yud Gimeli Karim, but it was too mukav, it was too big. It wasn't... All his Svarim are built on these principles. These are the foundation of all his Torah. And this useful. He has a wonderful sefer on Yomim Na'irim. He has a wonderful sefer on... maybe I can get it. He has a sefer on Sukkos. Let me see if I can... I don't have that. I can see if I can find that. Then maybe over Sukkos we can learn some sugyas that he did in Sukkos. That's not going to help us have a daily Seder going through the next 6 months. There may be, he has some amazing stuff on Sukkos, amazing stuff on from Yom Kippur to Sukkos, what that is and what Simchas Beis Hashoeva was. He has a Moedim Moed Kishirim on that.
That sounds great.
I don't have the new version. I don't know if I have the Sefer.
That would be a good idea.
I know, but I have to get the Sefer. I don't have the Sefer. So I have to see. I have his first Sefer that he brought in Pirkei Machshava was on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Maybe that there's stuff in Sukkos there. Maybe look at some of Pinkus and Sukkos as well when we get to Sukkos. But we're not in Sukkos yet. We still have today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to open up the Sefer again. And then we'll see. Cholamoid. Maybe we'll look at either some. Maybe we'll do some Pinkus on Sukkos. Maybe we'll see if I can find the Sefer of Taaba Sefer. I'm in Bidud at the moment, so I can't even go to the bookshop yet. You know, the bookshop's not a bookshop. It's a person who sells for him from the house. I can phone him and ask him if he's got the Sefer. I don't know, whatever. And then maybe he can just someone will pick it up for me and we'll look at it. Or
use something you've got. Why go to any hassle? We've got only a few days of Cholamoid. So use the Sefer you've got. But Pinkus, whoever it is, it's all going to be good.
Yeah, okay, so let's see. That's a good idea. Let's see. But in the meantime, now for the next 5 minutes that we've got, I'm going to start Pirkei Machshava again. You don't mind?
Great idea.
Because I need more Choshev that if he was around and we would ask him about the corona, I don't know what he would say. It's bugging me that I don't know what he would say. Because when you learn from somebody this long, you want to be able to know, you know, what would they say? In this situation, so but I don't know what he would say. The situation is beyond me. But he would certainly say, go learn the first chelek of Pirkei Machshava, because all the basic yesodos that a person needs are there. So I'm starting on the Tes Vav. Tov, I'm not going to go through all the Hakdamas there. We've done this. Okay, I'm going from Aleph. And I'll leave out bits that are not really relevant to us and whatever, because we have done this. So I'm not going to why you wrote the book and where. And, so let's start. Okay. Zuzan and Aliyah for his neshama. Shanu Chachamim b'malas hachocham. Is somebody here following in the Sefer? Just that. If you're not following the Sefer, okay, fine. So I'm on the test Vav by the Aleph there in the Mavor. Shanu Chachamim b'malas hachocham ha-shalom ha-makiris m'koymoy. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says a person has to makiris m'koymoy. Chochmas Yucheres is yicholto shel ha'adam ledaat lahagdil la'atzmo is mekoyme v'tafkide b'toich ha'klal. First of all, at the individual level, there's a chochma that a person's got, which he is able to magdir his unique avoider, his unique place amongst all of Klal Yisrael. He's able to know for himself what he specific should be doing right now. Hadvarim rehem b'yachas l'kol yochid v'yochid. Obviously, it's talking to each individual, but what we don't often recognize is that it's also it's also talking to every generation. Every generation has its unique tachlis. The same as you need a certain amount of chokhmah in order to know what your unique tachlis in the klal is, you know, where do you fit into this whole marechet? You also need a certain chokhmah to know what this generation's unique job is amongst all the generations. Obviously, once you know what the generation's unique place is, then within that, you'll know what your unique place in that unique place is, obviously. So that's the first thing here. The first thing you have to do here in this safe, and I'm going to spend more time here because first we went through it. Now I want to try and take away stuff that we can work on. First thing a person needs to know is he's a yochid and he has a unique tachlis in this world that no one else can do, and he has the ability to find out what that is. Don't start looking for, wow, what's my mission in this world, you know, because that's too big. Try and find out what I'm supposed to be doing today, my unique tachlis today. You know, the way I put on tefillin is not the way anyone else puts on tefillin. Yeah, but there's not a void of that unless you feel tefillin's your avoider. If you feel very tefillin's your thing, then you'll find your own unique attachment and resonance with the tefillin, and that's where you'll do your work. If you feel your work somewhere else, you'll feel it somewhere else. It changes also as you grow. You become to new levels. You do one step, you go to the next step. You'll find your own. You know who you are. You know that you're different, and you relate, and you look at the world differently, and you function differently. So that's very important to get in touch with what's your unique job. But also, and this is, I mean, this is unbelievably relevant, is a generation as unique tachlis. If you look today, this generation, with this particular matzav we've had, the 6 months we've had, and particularly now, when you're mamash in the thick of things, is you see that Klal Yisrael as a whole has a whole new tachlis. And the challenge here is that you're trying to find out what the door's tachlis is when you're menutak from the door. You see that. The metzias of this nisoyin that Hashem's given us is it menatex you, disconnects you from the tzibu. We need a tzibu. We can't live without a tzibu. Yid without a tzibu, you have to daven in a minyan. You need to be part of a tzibu. That we know. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, I'm taking you away from the tzibu. So you want to know what your unique tachlis is, and now you want to know what your unique tachlis is of the door, but you're going to take from the door. So it's a very difficult challenge. How do you find out what the door's tachlis is when you kind of going to tuck from the door? Also, we see a lot of things going on around us which challenges our imuna, challenges our imunus chachomim, it challenges our wanting to be part of a tzibu. You see things that the tzibu is up to. You see things that people are doing, whatever that shake you to the core. You wonder, like, well, we're in the same religion, we're in the same world. You know, I'm going to say something. Tov, I'm amongst family and friends. I'm going to say something. Maybe I'll switch.